Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
The Christmas capital of Texas is getting its holiday festivities underway this very weekend, guys. Grapevine's going to open its ice skating rink on Saturday and have its Carol of Lights on Monday. Lots going on. Grapevine always does some great things out there. To preview everything leading up to Christmas, we're joined by Elizabeth Schrack. She's the Director of Communications for the Grapevine Convention and Visitors Bureau. Elizabeth, this has got to be just your favorite time of year, right?
Oh, my gosh. We've already been wearing our Christmas sweaters for quite a few
years. You're the annoying ones, huh?
I mean, we have to get in the spirit while we're getting ready for the Christmas capital of Texas. Yeah, the official kickoff is Monday, November 25th, with the 36th annual Carol of Lights presented by Texas Health. That's happening from 4 to 8:30, and it's just a complimentary event. People can come and go. We're going to have a street lighting this year at 5:30, so all the lights on historic Main Street are going to come on at the same time.
Wow.
And we'll kick off the Christmas season.
That's awesome. I've seen like Christmas trees get lit in town squares and everything, but never an entire road.
Yeah, we're doing the whole Main Street. We can't wait. It's going to be so festive.
Has this ever been done before?
No, you know, we did tree lightings in the years past, but I don't think we've done a whole street lighting.
Oh, wow. This is going to be historic.
I mean, we do officially turn them on at the Carol of Lights. So, yeah, we're so excited. We're going to have reindeer there, bounce houses for the kids, snow hills for sledding, all kinds of stuff, food vendors. And, of course, Main Street is open. We have our locally owned boutiques, our amazing cafes, ice creameries, the winery tasting room.
You got it all.
Everyone is dressed up for the Christmas season. We're so thrilled.
Yeah, if you're already starting to wear reindeer sweaters and it's not even Thanksgiving yet, let's talk about the visitors. I know this is such a big deal for you guys, but you guys really get people from all over the country that come into town. How many visitors are you expecting?
We do. We get a few million during the Christmas season. You know, we're a destination year-round, and we average about 12 million visitors a year, so we're so proud of it. Our vintage Texas destination, and during Christmas, you know, we expand the sidewalk so there's more room to get around. We have, so Carol of Lights Main Street is closed down to traffic, so it's fully open for people to just walk around. And then we have two merry and bright drone shows, December 2nd and December 9th. They're on Mondays this year, and all of Main Street will be closed down, and people can come and just walk around, see the drones from wherever you are on Main Street. That's so much fun. And, you know, we have Gaylord Texan Resort with ice and Lone Star Christmas. Ice has 2 million pounds of ice that have been sculpted into scenes from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer this year. It is fabulous. It's freezing in there. It's 9 degrees, so they give you some parkas.
Oh, wow.
There. I have to bring some gloves if you have some, but they give you the parka. We have Great Wolf Lodge, has snow showers and parties with their wolves, and Bass Pro Shops has Santa's Wonderland, so they get in on the fun. All of Grapevine, you know, goes all out for Christmas, so no matter where visitors come from, all over the Metroplex or all over the world, they're you're filled with the Christmas spirit no matter where you go. And we do have shuttles that take people around too, so we try to make it easy for you guys. And with the parking and Trinity Metro Text Rail, like, we have all this information on our website, so you guys
there
can
you
plan
go.
It. Yeah.
So a Grapevine, it's basically spring, summer, and Christmas. It's basically
yeah.
how it works. Chris, let me ask you real quick before I get you off the phone here. I know Thanksgiving is next week, and you mm-hmm. pardoned a turkey, Tom T. Turkey.
Yes.
How was he selected?
Okay, so Tom T, he's a very special bird. On Monday morning, Mayor William G. Tate will pardon him. So we are going to say goodbye to fall, give Thanksgiving its moment. We're going to have Tom T. turkey. You know, he thought he was getting cooked this summer because it was so hot and dry. But no, we are pardoning him for Thanksgiving, and then we'll kick off Christmas. So don't worry, we have some Thanksgiving out there as well.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. That's Elizabeth Schreck. She's the Director of Communications for the Grapevine Convention and Visitors Bureau.